choosing Arch Top Fiber. This is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hello. So I recently changed my internet to Arch Top, and I ported over my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Spectrum for cable TV, both in a box and streaming.
Okay.
When I stream with your internet, I can't get any of the local stations.
Oh.
And connect it back to the Spectrum, because I haven't canceled my Spectrum internet still. It's still here. So I connected up their router again and tried it, and the channels are there. So I went to Spectrum. First, I had a technician out, and that's how we connected up the network and everything, just to go back and prove that it wasn't actually Spectrum. It was my internet connection. So then I went to the store and talked to their representative, and she told me I had to call technical support. But what she also said, which triggered a thought, was that sometimes when people are traveling, they don't get the local channels. Like, they can, on their laptop or whatever, they can access the app and see all their other regular Spectrum subscriptions, but they don't get the local channels because they're not local.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if perhaps ArchTop's internet connection is, like, doesn't have me as here. Like, it thinks I'm in New York or Albany or somewhere, as opposed to here.
I can definitely double check it. What's your last name, ma'am?
Benham, B-E-N-H-A-M.
Catherine?
First name Catherine, yeah. 102 Clint Finger Lane.
Thank you very much. What's the email address we have on file?
cbenham730@aol.com.
Thank you very much for that. I can definitely double check that information for you. Just give me one moment.
Sure.
All right. Checking this real quick. No, we have your service address and everything situated is solidly in Saugerties, so that's not an issue there. No issues with the internet itself. It looks like you're using a Ubiquiti router, so that's good to know. I do know our services do go from the Kingston Saugerties area once it passes past the ports and everything that we utilize for transitional lines and localization. We do have that major throughway, like most major, you know, internet companies. They go to a major city in order to have the signal broadcasted out to the wider internet. For ours, it comes to a hub location in Saugerties, and then it goes from there up our main line to our main internet receiver, which is essentially just like I said, with almost every single, you know, service company you're going to have for internet. They go, it's like with Spectrum, they'll go from Saugerties out to wherever and either go down to the city or go up to Albany in order to just transmit their information. With us, we go up to Albany for the transmission to the web as a whole.
And that spot is called what?
It's a hub location. So
the first hub is in Saugerties, and then the next level of hub is in Albany.
That is correct.
Okay, because when I talk to Spectrum again, then I'm going to tell them that that's baloney, and they need to figure out what's going on.
So
it's the Albany channels I'm looking for. Like, I no longer have CBS6 at Albany or WTEN at Albany.
That is very
interesting. They're there on the lineup, and when you try to click the channel, it just says it can't open or something and closes.
And that does sound like that is an issue directly on Spectrum's side, not on ours, because we have had customers who utilize streaming services for localization channels all the time for various different things. Eventually, one of the things we do recommend is for, even though you're using Spectrum's, you know, streaming service, it's like about $40 or so a month. We do recommend going to a whole digital streaming service that does offer localization channels that won't have any of those interruptions.
Like who?
So other services that do provide those local channels are going to be either YouTube TV or Hulu Plus Live TV. The Hulu Plus Live TV will have the local Albany channels because it does go based off of your location.
Hulu Plus Live. Okay. I didn't think I had another choice. I thought Spectrum was like it. You know,
nope.
They were pretty much, because even when we tried DirecTV once with one of our businesses, which was literally 2 miles from my house here, and the guy that sold it to us said, oh, yeah, you'll absolutely have the Weather Channel and you'll absolutely have Albany stations because there were only a few things that we needed at the business, and one of which was the Weather Channel.
So I completely understand it. So yeah, my honest suggestion for a lot of our customers that are looking for those local and live channels is I do recommend the Hulu Plus Live TV, because what it's going to give you that entire catalog of Hulu movies that you can watch on demand whenever you want. So that's really nice. And the live TV allows you to watch the local channels. It has a lot of the other channels you're interested in as well. I believe the package is like 125 channels, including local channels. So you'll get stuff like Discovery, you'll get the Weather Channel, the Games Network, you'll get all the channels you're interested in. And Hulu Plus, the live TV is going to allow you to have those local channels as well.
Okay, so I'll look at that too. All right, let me go back to Spectrum and see if we can figure out what's going on. And if not, I might call back and say it's still not right. I don't want to go backwards back to Spectrum, especially after I went through the hassle of porting my phone over.
I completely understand that, ma'am, and I do apologize for the issues that have been happening. But everything this is one of the first times I've heard someone be like, "Oh yeah, it's not this." I don't know why Spectrum does it. They have been essentially, because we are a fiber internet provider, I will say this, they have been having a bit of a turf war with us, trying to make it so that like, oh, well, if you're using their service, we're not going to allow you to use ours.
Yeah, I see that happening already. Mm-hmm. But what they don't know is that if that's really what the case is, I'll be at every elected official's office that's anywhere connected to this address.
No, I completely understand.
I will give them the biggest grief ever, because they've been raking people over the coals while they had a monopoly.
Exactly. Yeah. We understand that we're trying to offer solutions and choices for our customer base and for the community of the entire Hudson Valley. So is there anything else I can help you with today, Catherine?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. You're quite welcome. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and have a wonderful rest of your day and happy holidays.
Bye.